Christmas is always a busy time of preparation, planning and organising, whether it's for a children's school event, a choir concert, or, of course, a family gathering either on the day itself or during the Christmas week. For many years, as a primary school teacher, my life was dictated in the run-up to Christmas by those school events, from the early year's nativity to the carol concerts, the sorting of the angels, to the shepherds, to the kings, and who will play Mary and Joseph. At the heart of it all, we remember the Christmas story. The children bring so much joy and hope to the Christmas preparations, and they sing their little hearts out with traditional carols that we know and love so well. As they gather round Joseph and Mary and the baby, did anyone remember to bring their doll to be the baby Jesus? Who can forget those little angels with their fairy wings, golden tinseled halos and magic fairy wands? The shepherds with tea towel fashioned headdresses, each clutching a toy lamb. The three kings majestically wearing a golden crown, made from cardboard, of course, and carrying their precious gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. My daughter Jane is continuing the primary school teacher tradition, and we listen now as she leads the Discovery School Choir from Kings Hill in Kent, singing Away in a Manger.